How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we go to a report from AP about a strange incident last summer off the coast of South America. As China fired missiles into the sea off Taiwan to protest House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to the island, you will recall, a much different kind of geopolitical standoff was taking shape in another corner of the Pacific Ocean, writes AP. Thousands of miles away, a heavily armed U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the James, sailed up to a fleet of a few hundred Chinese squid fishing boats not far from Ecuador's Galapagos Islands, the mission to inspect the vessels for any signs of illegal, unreported, or unregulated fishing. We welcome James Fennell, Jim Fennell, who is a government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy. He is also, importantly, a retired U.S. Navy captain who served as Director of Intelligence and Information Operations of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Jim, there's a sinister nature to this report, so I want to stop right now. Is this routine in your experience that the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy have to deal with Chinese fishing fleets ranging across the Pacific? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, first of all, this is the first time that the U.S. Coast Guard has conducted a counter IUU, as you mentioned, illegal, unreported, and unregulated operation. It was about 10 days, according to the AP report, that they were trying to inspect and monitor and board Chinese fishing vessels that were illegally poaching inside Ecuador's exclusive economic zone. So it's the first time that we've actually employed that. Last September, our U.S. Coast Guard Pacific area informed the international community that we would start enforcing this international protocol that's been allowed under the United Nations Fishing Stocks Agreement from 1995. So it's the first time that we've enforced it, but it's not the first time that the Chinese have been caught illegally doing this. They've been doing it for years, but the biggest expression of this was in September of 2020, when several hundred fishing vessels, couple hundred, 200 to 300, were caught again operating inside this Galapagos Island EEZ of Ecuador. And what was worrisome at the time in 2020 was that, according to the international law and the United Nations Convention Law of the Sea, these vessels should be turning on their identification transponders or automatic identification system to allow others to know who's there. And in September 2020, they were turning them off, and we had evidence that they were using, cyber type of techniques and electronic warfare techniques to preclude people from being able to know who they were. And then Secretary Pompeo made some remarks about, this is a concern to the United States. And now here we are 2 years later watching, our government essentially march forward to try to regulate this illegal fishing that the Chinese have been doing in these waters, which have been depleting the world's fishing stocks.
Gordon, you have a question for Jim.
Jim, this is perhaps the world's largest continuing crime, because it's not just off of the coast of South America, but it's also off the coast of Indonesia, South Korea, all around the world. And yet the response of the international community and the United States, although it's moving in the right direction, just seems to be inadequate. Your comments.
Yes, Gordon. I think, we've known about this. They've been doing, the Chinese started this over a decade ago in the East China Sea and the South China Sea and these other areas that you've mentioned. China has the biggest fishing fleet in the world, over 3,000 fishing vessels. And it's part of what Xi Jinping has characterized as, China's power is based upon China being a maritime power. And this is an essential element of that, this kind of hierarchy of maritime capabilities that China wants to have. And they need to feed their people. And so they're going out and they're depleting fishing stocks around the world and stealing this resources from countries like Ecuador, small countries, Indonesia, that can't really fight back and do anything. And so, as you said, this is a long-ranging theft that's kind of really gone under the radar in some sense. There's, I think in the fishing community, people are aware of it, but it hasn't transitioned out of this kind of specialized interest group and into something that's a nationally discussed issue or internationally. And we have enough forums at the United Nations that this should already be there and we should be taking more direct action.
The Coast Guard was discreet. It did not make a large announcement, not only of the inspection, but also several ships escaped and they did not name the nationality of the ships. However, when eventually the information did come forward, the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Gordon, they went full wolf warrior. Listen to this statement. The behavior of the United States is unsafe, opaque, and unprofessional. We demand that the U.S. side stop its dangerous and erroneous inspections activities. Gordon, that's perfect wolf warrior. Do these guys have a school? Do they do online training at night to imitate all the other wolf warriors?
I'm sure they do, John. But this is directed by Xi Jinping, this external posture. And, you know, we've got to recognize that this will continue, especially as Xi Jinping has garnered unprecedented power in the Chinese state. So this is here to stay, or at least as long as Xi Jinping is around.
And Jim, the suggestion here is that this is not going to stop the illegal fishing. And the Coast Guard is in the fight. Is the Navy in this as well, Jim, or is that outside of the Navy's mission statement?
It's outside of the U.S. Navy's mission statement. And in the report, you'll read that there were six law enforcement agency officers that were on board this Coast Guard cutter to do this. So there is an issue of our capacity to be able to regulate this kind of activity, which should make us consider how do we use our Coast Guard and how do we use our Navy in these kinds of operations? Because clearly, the PRC has linked together their fishing fleets, their maritime militia, their Coast Guard, and their Navy. And what I'm really concerned about is if we go back to 2012 at Scarborough Shoal, where Chinese fishing commercial vessels were inside that Scarborough Shoal that was inside the Philippine EEZ, and they were stealing their resources. The Filipinos caught them red-handed and boarded their vessels. And when the Filipinos boarded those Chinese vessels, the Chinese, right as Xi Jinping was in power, coming to power, they went off and they sent 10 ships out there to Scarborough and surrounded it and showed a force against the Filipinos. Now that the United States has actually boarded a few of these Chinese squid fishermen and their refrigerated boats that are out there for months at a time, it's quite possible that China, we may see a reaction from the PLA Navy or the Chinese Coast Guard in another area to demonstrate their anger an upset posture, as you said, in this wolf war diplomacy. It could be another flashpoint.
And Gordon, this is all news to me. Is this an issue that is discussed in Washington these days? What is to be done or discussed at the United Nations, the transnational organizations that have reached by treaty into fish stocks?
Well, it should be, John, but unfortunately, it's a very low priority. I think that you have to go after Chinese criminality wherever you find it. And you have to devote the resources to it, because if you let them get away with it, then they will do the more dangerous things, which Jim just pointed out they did at Scarborough Shoal.
So what we have here then is a clue as to the Chinese lawlessness. But there at this point is no international organization or grouping of organizations to fend them off. Is that correct, Gordon?
Yes. As a practical matter, we're not fending them off because, as Jim has pointed out, they've continued this conduct over a long period of time. And so that's obviously our response has been inadequate.
James Fennell is government fellow at the Geneva Center for Security Policy, retired U.S. Navy captain, serving as director of intelligence and information operations, the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.